USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was an apparent mistake in a court filing that's revealed federal prosecutors have filed charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. His name coming up in a case that has nothing to do with the release of thousands of classified documents in 2010. It's also not related to the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Reports are the U.S. is preparing, though, to prosecute Assange and is confident of getting him to stand trial. The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California is now up to 63. The list of people missing in the vicinity has soared to over 630. This man lost everything and is staying at a shelter, but says,
"The generosity and the love that I've seen come forth is just, it's overbearing. It really is."
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Forecasters say a winter-like storm that's struck the Midwest all the way to the Northeast in New England overperformed their expectations. At least seven people now listed as dead from the storm. The storm has moved slowly across the Midwest, then into the Appalachians and into the East Coast as well, closing schools, snarling air travel, stopping traffic, and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. The National Weather Service still has winter storm warnings up from North Carolina all the way up to northern Maine. The U.S. Navy charging two SEAL team members and two Marines with the murder of an Army Green Beret. Retired Army Brigadier General Donald Bolduc, though, says the crime isn't an accurate portrayal of the Navy SEALs in general.
This type of behavior is unacceptable. The larger special operation forces should not be judged by the actions of a few.
The charges brought against the four for the 2017 death of that Green Beret, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Federal hate crime and gun charges are filed against a white man accused of killing two black people at a Kroger supermarket in Kentucky last month. A grand jury indicting Gregory Bush on six counts yesterday. U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman spoke to reporters in Louisville saying, "There's no place for hate-fueled violence anywhere, especially in Kentucky."
Federal, state, and local law enforcement in this city and in this commonwealth stand united against the premise of this specter, this shadow that's hung over Kentuckians.
Bush is also facing state charges in that case. The Trump administration is looking at the rising problem of sexual misconduct by airline passengers. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announcing the creation of a national in-flight sexual misconduct task force. The FBI saying last summer the number of sexual assaults reported on commercial airline flights was increasing at what it called an alarming rate. And John Lennon's killers finally admitting that he feels regret over murdering the Beatles legend. Mark David Chapman recently telling a parole board that 30 years ago he felt no shame, but now he says he knows what shame is. Chapman shot and killed Lennon outside Lennon's New York City apartment building in 1980. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.